Now, let's turn now to this question of what is the role of the state? And we're going to get some early thoughts on it and some contemporary thoughts on it. Bentham, whose name came up in recent shows, and we'll come back to him again, Jeremy Bentham, someone who wrote on ethics, morals, law. And he believed, he's English, he believed that the task of the government was to increase, this is a quote from Polanyi, that the task of the government was to increase want, and by want is meant hunger. That the task of the government was to increase want in order to make the physical sanction of hunger effective, unquote. This is Bentham, or Polanyi, summarizing Bentham. So that is to say, effectively to squeeze the most, get the best performance out of its people. Townsend asked, what would become, and this is also a quote from Polanyi, what would become of the fatherland unless we could rely on the poor to do the servile, sordid, and ignoble work and die on the battlefield? see, these guys were writing at a time when they didn't have to worry about you and me, the commoners, listening in, so they could, you know, they knew they were writing for either the philosopher kings or the rulers or the shepherds or the sheepdogs, but they weren't writing for us and didn't have to worry about what we thought of this. Townsend also said, when the poor are obliged to cultivate the friendship of the rich will never want inclination to relieve the distress of the poor. And, you know, I say these are early thoughts, but you hear them still out there. This longing for that paternalistic age when people stopped wanting to take charge of things for themselves and just, you know, stayed in their place. But I'm hearing a more benevolent role described today from the left, not the right. I heard, for instance, Robert Reich say a couple weeks ago that the role of government is to, quote, make life better for its citizens, unquote. Is that true? Is that propaganda? How would we categorize, since we're in a categorizing non-culture of invisibility, that phrase? That the role of government is to make life better for its citizens. And then 3 weeks ago, I heard a right-wing pundit say, quote, the role of government is to energize the American economy so you can be a force for good in the world, a reluctant sheriff, quote unquote. Now that's obvious. Well, I was about to say that's obvious propaganda, but It's an interesting, it's a telling statement because on the one hand, it feels almost more honest than Reich's statement. And at the same time, it's obviously also propaganda. So how do we decide or figure out what is the role of government? Is it to get the best deal for its citizens in the global competition, which I think might be implied by Reich's words? Certainly the citizenry was missing from the right-wing pundit. For him, the sole point was to be a force for good in the world. And that, of course, since we are not included in the decision making, will be determined by the rulers what is good. And I fear that word good because it was a word that Plato relied a lot on to justify the crimes of the state of his day. So is it to get the best deal? Is the role of government to get the best deal for its citizens in the global competition? Or is it to get the best performance out of its citizens so the state can perform well in the global competition, which is more the right-wing perspective? What seems unchallenged, though, is the global competition. The state must win, but why? And win what? Accolades from its people? Ha ha ha, obviously no. It couldn't give two pieces of excrement for what we think. Well then, strokes from who? The big dogs? And pundits left, right, and center are absorbed with this project. Left, right, and center, they fear, I think, the people. Have in their minds that the people, the energy of the people unleashed is chaos in their minds. And I think they dream, Plato's dream, of order fixed in place. So this play within a play I've been talking about could be called, quote, perfecting economy, defined as free market and state. So they work like clockwork, effortlessly, in an almost self-stabilizing manner. But that state and that economy are not the ones the people speak of, as that state and that economy are works still in progress, are yet to be crafted, as that state and that economy are one and the same. Will be is their fond hope in that unfolded day, fixed in place, Plato's dictum, no change. So if in fact the role of the nation state, of the individual nation state, in an international state system is to get the best performance out of its people, is that something we agree with? I think we are in a moment where we are finally scrutinizing the implicit assumptions of governance, of rule over us, of the entire game, the class system.